This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Mike, real quick, you said you were watching Tech last night. I was too, because I wanted to see if they were going to answer the bell, and they did. They found a way to get it done. But I got to tell you, man, I was nervous. I was nervous about whether they were going to pull that one out.
Yeah, man. And the way that Carolina, it's just Carolina State and NC State was just kind of hanging around. And all of a sudden, there'd be nothing going on. Then, whoop, their quarterback, we just run seemingly for 40 or 50 yards.
He was running forever.
Right. And, you know, they basically took it down the field in the corners. It was like, will you guys turn around and watch? And I felt, because, look, full disclosure, I've known Brent, you know, since back in the day when he was a player, and I was really pulling for him to get to a nice bowl game because, you know, probably tough to beat Georgia next week. But what a great win. What a gritty win. And, you know, it's so tough because, you know, Haynes King can't throw.
Yes.
His arm is basically, yep. it's a credit to his toughness that he's even out there. But the kid that really has been kind of, I mean, impressing is Aaron Filo.
Yeah.
And what a great job he did, you know, kind of when difficult to get into a rhythm when you're in, you're out, but he stepped up.
Well, he had two big runs as well that really set the tone, especially late.
The game winner.
And, yeah I mean, you talk about the legs of you know, what Haynes King could potentially do. Filo comes in, he throws the ball 33 times last night for Georgia Tech, and I just thought, you know, he played with a lot of composure, man. I mean, they needed him to be big, but that run at the end of the game, 22 seconds left. It's an 18-yard rushing touchdown, his first of his career. I thought that was the moment in which you go, all right, this kid's got it. And to step in this moment right here where they needed a play was absolutely huge. So congratulations, you said it, to Brent Key and Georgia Tech. They are now a 7-win team. They could be an 8-win team, but we'll worry about that because Georgia's got to get past UMass, and we got a bunch of games in front of us this weekend. But I thought last night, that was the grit they needed. And by the way, undefeated at home this year for Georgia Tech.
Right, and it was one of those crazy stats we had where Brett was like 4-11 after a win, which was a crazy number. So getting that thing off his back too, finding a way to build and not lose momentum after that huge win against the University of Miami. And for those who don't know, that don't follow recruiting, Filo was the guy that set the state record in Georgia quarterback over at Prince Street Christian with 56, Prince Avenue, I should say, over in Beauregard, Georgia. 56 touchdowns he threw his senior year.
Well, he can sling it, man. I mean, you know, you saw that just a glimpse last night. And listen, I think Georgia Tech, when we talk about the run game, it completely got taken away last night. Jamal Haynes was pretty absent, and it wasn't necessarily his fault. 36 yards. He was a guy that I thought would have a big game considering what they did against Miami, and they did a great job of stopping the run. So it put more pressure on Filo to come through, and he did, man. So we'll see. I'm curious to know where they end up, what the projections are. We're starting to see some of that stuff now. With 8-win teams, what's the projection where you're going to end up? It's teams that are not going to be in the college football playoff. But either way, they are building. And I like what I'm seeing at Georgia Tech.
It was funny. I was talking yesterday about, do you want to step out of a dugout or do you want to go down to South? I mean, I will say this. A couple of Tech fans said, look, I'm cool going to Yankee Stadium, you know, if you wind up playing in the Pinstripe Bowl, because there's worse places you can be than around the holidays. Well, go see the tree, you know, and take the train uptown and go to the Bronx and watch them play football. But either way, a great season so far for Georgia Tech. And the hats off to NC State, because I didn't know what to expect. But that kid, C.J. Bailey, kind of reminds you of Jayden Daniels. I mean, he's as skinny as a string bean. And he threw it 30 times, threw three interceptions. So he's got to work on the accuracy. But when he would pick it up and put him down, he was like unstoppable.
Yeah, he stepped in. Their quarterback literally retired from football for concussion issues.
Right.
So he's a freshman that got a chance to play. And, Mike, he's going to be really good. I like what I saw from him as well.